The responsorial psalm today was, "The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power." What is that saving power? Today is also the memorial of St. Barnabas, and we hear in the first reading what that saving power is. That Barnabas was, Scripture says, a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith. Brothers and sisters, these days have been filled with the Holy Spirit. 2 days ago is Pentecost. We hear about the Holy Spirit coming down on the first apostles. Yesterday, the feast of Mary, Mother of the Church. And Mary is the mother of the church because of what the Holy Spirit does in the church to unite us into one body, the body of Christ, who is her son. Therefore, now she's our mother. And today we get to see the fruits of what happens when an individual like Barnabas allows the Holy Spirit to take over his life. What happens? The things he does aren't things that Barnabas could do. They aren't things that, with Barnabas's unique talents and physique and whoever he, you know, whatever natural abilities he had, the things Barnabas starts to do, like convert the whole city of Antioch, don't just happen because Barnabas is a cool guy. They happen because Barnabas is filled with the Holy Spirit, so that when he starts to do things and he starts to touch things, what comes out of it isn't something Barnabas could do, but it's something that God could do. And if we've ever been in a situation in our lives where we've been around a person where the things they do seem to be beyond what just a person could do, this is a sign that the Holy Spirit is working through them. We see this in the saints all the time. Mother Teresa, a short, you know, 4 and a half, I don't know how tall she actually was, but Mother Teresa, this tiny woman from the middle of nowhere who goes off and starts a religious order that takes over the world, and that through her religious order, the charity and the love of God is felt by countless individuals. That doesn't just happen because Mother Teresa is a cool gal. It's because she opens her heart to what the Holy Spirit wants, and like Barnabas, all of a sudden, the things that happen from her aren't just hers. They're the Holy Spirit's. The Holy Spirit is real, and the Holy Spirit, his power can work through us if we open our hearts. In the universal church, these days have been filled with the Holy Spirit, but of course, in a special way for us here in the Diocese of Bismarck these last couple of days, the Holy Spirit's been very present with the ordination of Brandon and myself yesterday, and the exact same holds true there. Praise God, I'm so grateful that he has called me to be a priest, and it's tremendously fulfilling to now finally be ordained. And God willing, the things that I will get to do through the rest of my ministry will not be a reflection of the natural abilities that Gregory Crane has, but it will be a reflection of the power of the Holy Spirit working through Father Gregory Crane, because it was his ordination and because it's his work to convert the world. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit can have his way with each of our hearts, that we can open our hearts to whatever it is that he wants done. Because if we can do that, then the Holy Spirit will start to touch everything that we touch. And we will start to see fruits coming out of the things that we do that aren't of ours. They're of the Holy Spirit's. They're of God.